Government has restated its commitment to open up the country to attract the needed investment to achieve full middle income status within a short time. In view of this, the Ministry of Trade and Industry is focusing on building the necessary infrastructure to support the private sector, promoting the spirit of entrepreneurship at all levels of society, and attracting and mobilizing foreign investment through public-private partnership. The sector minister, Haruna Idrisu, made this known in a message to the Kumasi Investment Roadshow in Accra. Victoria Haji and Miriam Fosatete sat in for Radio Ghana.
The Kumasi Investment Roadshow is aimed at attracting potential investors in the Kumasi and Ashanti region as a whole. This is because Kumasi, the capital of Ashanti region, abounds in sectors viable for investment, but they have remained largely untapped. It is for this reason that the KMA is working closely with the Earth Institute of the Columbia University in the New York to undertake extensive research to identify areas such as property development, agriculture and agribusiness, food processing, amongst others. The roadshow is therefore to bring these opportunities to the doorstep of potential investors in Accra and outside the country. Mr. Idrisu said the Ministry of Trade, in collaboration with the private sector, is putting in place measures to make the manufacturing sector robust. The minister was represented by the Director of Industry at the Ministry.
Review of the Ghana Investment Promotion Center's law to improve the legal and regulatory framework for investment, enhance business environment, as well as protect indigenous Ghanaian traders in the retail trade. The next one is to review the Export Development and Agricultural Investment Fund, EDIF, to expand its resources envelope to include equity financing, support manufacturing sector, and bankable startups. The next one is to provide financial stimulus packages to strategic sectors of the economy, including food processing, pharmaceuticals, and the poultry industries.
The Ashanti Regional Minister, Eric Opoku, said the region is strategically located, making it easier for faster access to other parts of the country. He added that the region, the most populous in Ghana, coupled with its mineral resources, make it an attractive place to do business.
The city also has numerous healthcare facilities, including the highly regarded Konfanoche Teaching Hospital, Kumasi, and indeed the entire Ashanti region is well endowed with the factors of production to serve as strong industrial base for investment. The city of Kumasi has been working with the Earth Institute under the Millennium Cities Initiative to implement a number of proactive initiatives aimed at creating an enabling environment for investors to do businesses in Kumasi.
The Asantehene Otumfuo Osei-Tutu, who was represented by the Adontehene of the Ashanti, Nane Edujemfi, welcomed the efforts to make the traditional seat of the Ashanti Kingdom more known to investors home and abroad. He said the city and its environs need more investors to bring out its full potential.
Victoria Ahaji and Miriam Foster Tete's report.